Hey, David.
Hey, Lisa.
Want to get freaky?
Yeah.
Why you look down there for? I'm just adjusting my heat pack.
You said want to get freaky.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that. I'm talking about the movie that we've recorded.
But it's not Friday.
No, it's not, but it was.
It was Friday.
It was Friday the 13th, 2 days ago.
The 13th.
The 13th. 13:30, 32. Sponsored by...
No. Mr. Greens O'Brien?
No, that's not what that... You don't remember? Come on.
Because they did it in the car park of Merrylands, Stockland, Merrylands.
Yep. It rhymes with 13:30, 32. They fixed the car.
Yeah.
Lube-mobile will come with you.
Oh, sorry, Lube-mobile
will come with you. No, that's not
Lube-mobile
what they do.
Lube-mobile will come to
that's
you.
That's the different Lube-mobile.
13:30, 32.
I'll take the heat pack off. It's cooking me.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Fuck. That's too hot. Okay. So, we just watched Freaky. The 2020 horror thriller.
Can I just say
a little bit
that this is the newest movie that we've ever done?
Yes, it is.
By some years.
Yes,
I think we did a 2016 movie, maybe a 15 movie.
Possibly. I didn't realize it was this late in the game.
It's
this
pretty late in the game.
Close to when we're recording. But it's a good movie. And
it is.
It was Halloween. Well, it will be Halloween tomorrow, so...
Ooh, spooky. It's not really spooky. This one's a slasher.
Oh, shit.
With... other things in it. What's, oh shit.
I forgot to do budget and box office.
Okay, well you do that now.
Yes.
I'll speak on behalf of this movie.
Yes.
So it's Halloween coming up very soon.
We don't celebrate Halloween.
No, we don't really. But if we're a podcast doing movies, we have to. Like, because everyone else does. So don't really have to. But I like it as a little bit of tradition. This is the second year. Last year we did Fright Night.
Yes, it was Fright Night.
Yeah, it was my choice last year. We did Fright Night. Yeah. And this year, I said, I'll give you a choice. And you went with Freaky, which I really love.
Mm-hmm.
This movie has, it has like a little bit of hot chick in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it also has, it's also a slasher.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also funny, sort of.
Yeah, it's comedy.
It's strange.
I think it's comedy.
It's Bloomhouse.
This movie wrecks the Vince Vaughn effect for me.
Yes, this is the Vince Vaughn, not Vince Vaughn.
He's not the Vince Vaughn.
Because at the end, he doesn't get up there and do... Because this is the thing, is I feel like Vince Vaughn watched a shitload of Bill Murray when he was a kid. Especially Scrooged.
What makes you think that?
But because at the end of Scrooge, he does that whole dialogue and he's like... He does a lot of monologuing.
Yes.
You know, Bill Murray's a very monologuing kind of guy. He does a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
Vince Vaughn is basically the same thing. He's like a younger version of the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And unlike Bill Murray, he can't do different things.
Mm-hmm.
Although this movie proves he can.
He does. He does. And he does both roles. The teenage girl.
Yep.
And the killer.
I wonder if he had a running coach. To run like a girl.
Maybe he
runs...
just talked to Barry from...
Yes.
The Goldbergs. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes, he does run like Barry from Goldbergs.
He does. He does. I think it's the trick of the arm flare.
The arm's going to be doing a lot of
all
stuff.
All girls flare their arms when they run.
Yeah, because when I watch, you know, women playing any kind of sport, they all run like that.
They really do. So the budget.
Budget.
For this movie was $6 million, although IMDb says $5 million. So $5 to $6 million.
Wow, that's a low budget movie.
It is, really.
Vince Vaughn must have done this for almost no money.
Maybe. So guess how much box office, David?
Okay.
Like hazard.
So we watched it. So there's at least $20 each. That's 40.
Sorry. We didn't watch it at the cinema.
Oh, no, we didn't, did we?
Because 2020.
No, we didn't do that.
Mm.
What's happening here? Restart cram. I think it would have made a little bit, but it's not a big budget. I'm going to say $45 million.
18.1.
Okay. I was overestimating.
Yeah, before we get balls deep in this podcast,
yes.
I do think you're going to need to get your power cord.
Oh,
because
yes.
It's looking kind of low.
It's more fun when I go doing the power cord bit.
Yes, yeah. So we can do that now. And I can go through the cast
hey,
while
you know
David gets
the power cord.
Bit? Yeah, I know. The bit is working.
It's
so
really nice,
the people in this movie are Vince Vaughn.
Woo!
As the Butcher.
I don't know where woo for Vince Vaughn.
Well, he was good in this. Catherine Newton good. Is Millie. And then all their offsiders, and there's a lot of cast, and
well,
I didn't write who they were. Let's go. Celeste O'Connor, Misha Oshovich.
So which one is playing the friend?
The gay friend?
No, the girl.
The girl? I think it's Celeste O'Connor.
Okay.
From memory.
She's very good. I think she's from something else that I know.
She is. And hopefully you guys can hear me.
I'm not like a background noise.
No, no, you're definitely registering on the microphone.
The microfilm.
So there's also Alonzo Ward, Uriah Shelton, Alan Ruck, the terrible teacher, Melissa Collazo, Dale Davenport, not David, Charles Green, Emily Holder, Nicholas Stargell.
Holder closely, tiny dancer.
That's terrible. I hope they can't. I'm sure they did, though.
Kelly. Hold me closer.
Okay, we don't need it twice.
Yeah, we do.
No, unless you're doing a mix with... they heard you the whole time.
Yeah, but not that loud.
Now they did. Yeah, for sure.
I'm back.
All right, so now they... Jesus Christ. Okay. Kelly Lamore Wilson. Are you trying to be more funny because of what that person said?
No.
Because you can't.
No, I'm not funny.
I'm the star.
You are the star of this show.
I'm Costello, your Abbott. Abbott! I'm the fat one. You're the skinny one.
Not that skinny.
No, but you're still the skinnier
one. I'm not a string bean.
Kelly Lamore Wilson, I think I said a few times. Mitchell Hoog. Dana Drury.
Mm-hmm.
Katie Finneran,
yeah.
Zach Shires, Magnus Deal, and Nick Arapoglu.
Okay, yeah.
I said that right the first time I said it, but not then. So, yeah, a little bit of trivia about this movie.
Mm.
The auditorium scene where Vince Vaughn falls over,
yep.
That was not scripted.
Yeah.
He tripped over a plant that wasn't supposed to be there.
Yep.
There was a plant in the audience.
Feels like it. Yeah. Feels like he's they just told him, act like a cure and go.
Yeah, which he did. He just ran, but he tripped over this plant, but just continued to go on. He was just like, you know, that wasn't scripted. He just went with it, which was good. There was a proposed crossover with Happy Death Day.
Oh, really?
Yes, it was going to be called Happy Freaky Death Day. Freaky Death Day, sorry.
Freaky. So they made this movie. They made the other movie was before this.
Yes,
Were going to do another movie that crosses them together.
Correct.
Because you know, remember Happy Death Day 2?
Yes.
With the weird fucking Back to the Future time machine thing in it?
Yeah, that's stupid. First one was good. Sometimes you just only need one of the things. I'm glad they didn't do a crossover because I think it would have been stupid.
That would have been very dumb.
I think it would have been very stupid.
This movie is... sorry to say, I did like Happy Death Day, but this movie shits all over Happy Death Day.
Mm.
This is a movie we would watch again.
It's got different elements to it.
Yeah, Happy Death Day is not that good. It's basically Groundhog Day.
It's a horror Groundhog Day.
With horror. Yeah. That's all it is.
Yeah, and a little bit of romance. Not that much. No, not good.
Groundhog Day has romance
not good.
Too.
And not yet. Not good romance, let's put it that way.
No.
So the lead star, Catherine Newton, she first declined this role.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't want to do it. But then after she spoke to one of the directors, I think Jason Blum, he managed to change her mind and she accepted.
He's the horror guy. He's the horror king, Jason Blum.
I'm so glad she decided to do this. She's perfect for this role. Yeah. I love her and all the things that she's in. She's really good.
She's that one, remember that one where it's like the old-timey cop and she's like she's like a detective thing? There's like someone's playing an actual detective and she's like the cop who's sent to mind him or something. That's her, isn't it?
I don't know. I
think so.
You're not.
Can't think of this movie. Yeah, I can't think what this movie's called. But it's like set in the like 1940s, 50s, something like that. And it's like there's a murder and then right at the end you kind of suspect that the actual detective is the killer.
Oh, because yeah.
Because of everything.
It
and I'm trying
rings
to think
a bell,
the,
but I can't tell you anything.
Trying
about
to think
who
the detective is. It might be Kenneth Branagh or someone like that.
Possibly.
I think I'm getting so mixed up with Knives Out because he feels very similar to Knives
and
Out.
And there's also the other one of the where she's the sister of.
Yeah, that's Knives Out, Glass Onion. Is that
no,
the one
no,
you mean?
No, 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 no. The one where it's that famous Watson.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes, that one. The something.
She's the
girl from
of,
11. The 11 from Stranger Things.
Yes, so I get confused because they're all set around the same time.
They were very similar
and if they're
times.
They're very similar. I just can't. My brain can't separate them. Puts them all in the same folder.
Yeah.
And doesn't have distinct.
Yeah, titles. I have no indexing in that folder nowadays.
No.
I've got to the point where. Okay, back in the old days when we watched a movie, we'd watch a movie. I'd watch a movie as a kid with my mum, and she'd go, "That's that person from that movie, right?"
Yeah.
And the problem is, back in those days, there was no internet for us to figure out who the hell
there
people were.
There was no Google searching, no.
So we didn't know, and we just had to, and it would bug you forever. Yes. And now you can Google them, right? But yeah. I kind of feel like I don't want to Google it.
You want? We try and figure it out first.
I want to try and figure them out.
Excuse me, my Velcro heat pack. You've been then one of us gives up. Usually me.
Yeah, I.
And then
I kind of give up.
And then I'll say, whenever you're ready, I know it. I can give you hints or whatever like that.
Yes.
And we just go from there.
Yeah. Anyway, it's not important. Catherine Newton.
Yes.
Yeah,
so keep going. I don't have any trivia after that.
Oh, really? That was it?
That was it. There was very little trivia on this movie.
Oh, okay. So, well, yeah. I suppose it's not a big budget movie and doesn't really have much. The Bloom guy, he's the one that does a lot of these horror ones. Remember that remake of like Fantasy Island? That was him.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of other ones like that. Anyway, he's well known as a horror dude.
Yeah. All right, so.
So this is the thing.
Yeah.
Our two daughters, they watched the very start of this movie.
Mm.
And one of them watched the whole movie with us. Mm-hmm. That's right, she's 18 almost, so it's okay.
Yeah.
The other one said.
This movie's R-rated.
Yeah. The other one said a comment to us. And she said something about, "Oh, look at that scary floating chair." So my first note is the scary floating chair. Because she told me to write it down.
What if?
What if that was a scary floating table? Yes,
what if it was the what if that was the character? So my first one is when the teens and the boy makes her spill beer on herself.
Yes, yeah.
So she goes into the bar to clean it off.
Yeah.
And he goes in there after her. I said, what if he actually had helped her?
Yes, he doesn't help
instead of just
her.
Nose around and look through the house.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, if they both stuck together.
Well,
I'm
if
sure
he
they
doesn't.
They would have got killed anyway, but.
But.
They could have got out.
Changes the whole movie if he doesn't nose around, because he's the one that pulls that knife out of the thing and puts it on the table.
Yes, he brings his attention to it.
Without that.
Yeah.
There's no movie, because it's just a slasher movie.
Yes.
Like, he doesn't use that knife or anything like that.
So now they do the little interlude about the whatever butcher. Okay, Ella, you've got to stop doing that.
He'll still be in it. We'd still have the same thing, right?
So and this he's is the still... person who kills every Halloween or every prom? Is that what
they're Homecoming they were talking about.
Right. So he goes into hibernation, comes out once.
I feel like he does it once every 3 or 4 years, because they were telling a story from like 4 years ago that it happened.
Right.
But I don't know. He seems more brazen this time. Like, they would notice him the last few times.
He also seems almost supernatural. That was my other question as
I think he's supposed to be like Mike Myers.
Yeah. Is he possessed or is he psycho? He's wearing a weird mask.
He gets the mask from that house.
Right.
Yeah, so what happens is it goes inside and then there's like a sweep across of all the masks and one's missing.
One's missing.
And that's the mask he's wearing. Right. I don't know why he decides to wear a mask. I just think it's scary.
He's going to dress up that year.
Yeah, I think that I've got it further down there, what his motivation is, right? Mm. But I think that he's not supposed to be super.
He seems to hate teen kids.
I think he wants to kill. I think he loves killing. That's his thing. Right?
Oh, yeah, he definitely gets pleasure from it. But he doesn't like. He seems to focus his hatred on teen kids.
Mm. So before that girl goes inside, they're telling the ghost story.
Mm.
And I went, if this was a Scream type movie, then I think the blonde did it.
Mm. Yes. Yeah, she seems the one that's going to be.
She
doing
seems
it.
The most likely.
That's right.
And then the dude going around doing the investigation, like the little look around.
The nosy shithead.
Did you notice that he squeezes the sculpture's boob?
No.
So he's walking around and there's like a, and it's not a proper sculpture, it's like only like a little.
A bust.
No, it's a full person.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's only probably about, I don't know.
30 centimetres tall.
Yeah, less than that, maybe 20, mm-hmm. right? It's a little, it's like a little version of a sculpture.
Mm-hmm.
And he just puts his hand on it and just tweaks the boob. I don't know why. It's
just
really, really
weird.
Trying to
show he's an immature idiot.
Yeah, I think they're trying to show how immature these two guys are.
Yeah.
And the girls are not that mature either.
Mm.
But yeah, it's.
I don't know, the girl that finished up sex with her boyfriend after she came.
Yes.
Was quite funny.
So I actually said, what if there was a final girl in this scene?
Mm.
Because there isn't. This feels like the start of Scream, right?
Yeah.
Except there's four people get killed in this start, because you need something to alert everyone to be scared.
Yes.
And it takes a lot of these movies take a lot of DNA from Scream, because the slasher movies of the very, very past weren't really. I kind of like it, but not really.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Michael Myers would just kill people,
mm-hmm.
like characters you didn't care about,
mm-hmm.
and then would be after, you know, the main character, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Or even, like, he'd be after Jamie Lee Curtis all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I just think if the blonde girl was like a final girl, like if she hadn't done she hadn't broken the rules of horror movies, then it'd be interesting because it'd be a whole movie would just be about her rather than being about the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
moving on.
Let's move on.
So what if he didn't drop the bottle and he used it as a weapon?
Yes.
He would have had something. He didn't have anything at that point. And then it ends up being used against him.
Yes.
Very graphically. Or does he shoves a new bottle in his throat?
I think he shoves a new one in. So he... Yeah, I can't remember what he does to him.
Yeah, he shoves a new bottle in his throat, which then in turn breaks. It's graphic.
Yeah, he shoves the bottle in and he just keeps pounding it.
I shouldn't like these movies because this one was incredibly horrific.
This, once again, it's Jason Blum. He's very, very gory movies.
Yeah, I didn't look. I basically covered my eyes after the death scenes commenced. I don't have anything for the other three kids, that the way they die. I don't know how he manages to wedge a tennis racket broken in half into the guy's head.
So what you're saying about him being supernatural, he's supernaturally strong.
Yes. Although he's a very tall bloke.
Yes.
So is he supernaturally strong or he's just a strong guy?
Well, when he grabs someone and throws them across the room like that, it kind of indicates that he is like...
He's got some sort of...
Yeah, I think what they're trying to do with the Vince Vaughn character...
He probably works out for 3 years.
I think they're trying to make him like... Because the thing about like Michael Myers and Jason Voorhees and those ones is they're almost... After the first movie, they're almost supernatural, you know what I mean? Because they kind of can't be killed.
Mm-hmm.
And so at the end of this, he's very much like this too. So it feels like he's that kind of killer.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're trying for, which works really well. My only other one is, why didn't the blonde chick just stay in the cupboard?
Mm-hmm.
I hate when they don't just stay in the cupboards.
I know.
Or when they try to make a run for it.
Yes.
And the trope of the parents are on their way home and she hears the parents.
Yeah, and they're just about to go, oh my God, she better not have had a boy over. And it's, ah!
Yeah, and the dad goes, I'm going to... Yes. He almost says, I'm going to kill her.
Yeah.
Well, and so after that, what if the dad had said, I'm going to kill her, and then all of a sudden he was...
suspect.
The suspect in the killings. Because sometimes the dad of the people are the suspect, like in Scream.
That's correct. So, they go to the next scene, and you meet Millie, and you meet her mum and her sister.
Oh, I just noticed one more thing. Oh,
okay.
So... What if instead of a magical dagger, he found a magical dodgeball?
Magical wrench?
Could be. If you can dodge a wrench...
You can dodge a ball.
If you can kill someone with a ball, you can kill someone with a wrench.
Yes. Reversing. I like it. Not nice. Bad.
Okay.
Nice.
Anyway, keep going.
Maybe he finds a lucky leprechaun man. And then they're talking about the fact that she's going to go to some sort of weird play with her mum instead of going to the dance or the
homecoming. I think it's wicked. At like some community regional theatre or something.
Yeah. And I said, what if it was the Anus Theatre?
It is the Anus Theatre. It's A-N-I-S. It's Anis. Yes.
Yeah, but the way they say it, they go Anis. And I'm like, what if it's the Anus Theatre? This place has it. It smells.
Oh.
It's got a weird smell and shit comes out of it constantly.
It's a shit place to watch things from.
Mm-hmm.
The Anus Theatre.
Yeah. And then you see her at school getting bullied so that you know how crap her life is.
Yep. Okay, so... These tropes, she is not a person that would get bullied like that, I don't think.
No, I don't understand why she's so mousy and so... I know she lost her dad the year before, but...
Maybe.
We also get the introduction that her mum's an alcoholic because there's an empty wine bottle in the bin.
We have to suspend our disbelief.
Jesus, all right.
To think that she is, like, the downtrodden.
Yes, yeah.
Because that has
but
to
not,
be what
not
it
to
is.
The point where her mum's desolate. She's still working and stuff.
Yeah, she's fine.
But she just drinks away her evenings.
Yeah,
I don't see there's a problem with that, to be honest, except for the fact that she forgets to pick her up after the football game. So she's the cheerleader. She's not the cheerleader. She is the mascot.
She's the mascot. But, okay, so when we first meet her and her friends and they turn up at school, I just want to point out the terrible parking effort that this boy puts in.
Oh, it's horrible.
He's over the lines.
He's terribly over the lines.
What if they towed his car and then later on...
There's no car for them to run into.
I know, but I think it's the next day, but either way.
Yeah. I parked crooked within the lines once and someone felt obliged to touch my side mirror and then write, learn to park better on my back window.
I shouldn't have done that.
I was in the lines, fuckstick. And to just defend myself, the people that were there previously when I first parked my car were also crooked.
Mm.
So you have to park...
Were they dirty cops?
They might have been, I don't know. Mm, but crooked. They might have just like been to like crooked stuff. I don't know. I'm not going to kink shame anyone.
So shall we talk about the game? The big game. Because they find out about the people being killed.
Yes.
And then they're like, oh, they might cancel homecoming.
Mm.
And the kid and her gay friend basically says, they won't cancel homecoming. And then a good smash cut straight to, told you.
Cancel.
Because it's at, told you, because it's at, the homecoming's on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, have you got anything for that? I've only got for the part just after.
There's a boy that walks up to her and barks in her face.
Oh, yeah, no.
And I said, what if that was Ramekin?
Ramekin.
That's just for us. That's just an in-joke in our house.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry I said that kid's name wrong.
That's all right.
He sounds like a ramekin.
He is a ramekin. And then you see her at the end of the game. She insists on waiting for her mum.
Yes.
Refuses to get a lift with her friends.
This is where the movie could change a lot of ways.
Yes. Here. So what if she had taken the lift from her friends?
Yep.
What if she'd called her sister earlier instead of calling the mum? Like, what if, you know, there's a
what lot if they had waited with her?
Yeah.
What if all three of them? Because yes, they did offer to wait as well. With
her. Yes.
So what if they're waiting there and the killer turns up and comes after all three of them?
Well, I reckon one of them would be at least dead.
Well, what if he, instead of stabbing her, what if he stabbed the gay friend?
Mm-hmm.
Or the other girl?
Yeah, any of them.
I mean, stabbing the gay friend would be very interesting.
Yes, that would
be. Vince Vaughn acting like yeah, he's fabulous.
Acting very excited, as the police called it. Yes.
That would be very strange. Yeah.
And then I said, what if phones switched off at 20%? And I said, I'm surprised Apple didn't. Thing. I wonder if Apple sued them for that.
It says not make an 20% iPhone. Battery and then it shuts off.
Yeah. It offers to run in low battery mode.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't seem to select anything. And then she goes to make someone calls her and it just turns off.
I know.
So Apple, you should have sued.
Although they should have done.
I reckon your products are that
they shit. Should have done 20% battery. Then they should have cut to something, whatever, and then cut back to her making the phone call so that you could think more time has passed.
Yes.
But yeah, it doesn't really work for that one.
I'm sure more time does pass, but it just doesn't appear that way from what we see.
I also said, what if she was an average American and it was Tuesday? So she had a gun.
That's right. So she yells out, I have a sister. She's a cop.
Yeah.
And she has a gun.
Yeah, but what if she just had a gun?
I thought, what if she said her sister was something else? Like, what if she's a dyke and on a bike? What if she has a bear in there and a chair as well? It floats. Just saying. So, yeah. Play school reference. Love it. He stabs her and all of a sudden the playground, the football field turns into a sort of a Aztec monument sacrificial thing. For ages I thought
that was underneath the field,
that's why it was so momentous. But it wasn't. It was just because it was the right time, right item.
It's to tell us that that is what they would normally have done.
Yes, yeah. It was a really cool effect.
On top of the thing. It's a very cool effect.
It's a very neat
effect. The movie's got some good special effects for something that's only $6 million.
Yes, that was excellent, that bit. That's probably where a majority of their money went.
So if he didn't get the knife or the magic dodgeball, and he was there, because he would just brought his own knife.
Yeah. Right? Maybe, so, what if he was just like an average Joe and just had an average knife?
Exactly, just an average Joe.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not like a global Joe.
No, he's not a global guy.
He's not global, he's average. He's just
average, yeah. Like a butter knife.
Yeah, exactly.
Or maybe a steak knife. Let's give him something pointy. Steak knife? Everyone's got a steak
knife. Anyway, he's got a knife. Average. Yeah. So if he has a knife and everything happens the same, right? Mm-hmm. He's still got, the different knife doesn't make him going different.
No.
He tackles to the ground. He goes to stab her, right? He stabs her in the shoulder. Then
why does he stab her in the shoulder?
Well, I think he's trying to stab her and she pushes it and it hits her in the shoulder, right? Because she's fighting, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think he gets her in the shoulder.
We've also established he's super duper strong and she's super duper not.
Yeah, I know. But I think there's just enough. Maybe he thinks I'll stab her in the shoulder and she'll give up and I'll just keep stabbing, right? Mm-hmm. Just keep stabbing and eventually
maybe he loses where she is in the suit because she's wearing her mascot suit.
Yeah, true.
So maybe he thinks that's the heart
and he kind of hits it too hard. Because he hits like the shoulder. It's not that far from the heart. It's reasonably close.
Mm-hmm.
So he stabs her there. If he doesn't have that special knife, right, do you think because the sister turns up right after that, right?
Yeah.
Do you think the sister shoots the dude in the back and it's the end of the movie? Do you know what I mean? Like, because he stabbed her once. Do you think he actually has enough time to kill her again?
Okay. So if that's a possibility,
yeah,
that transfer is still going to happen the next day. Whether he's dead or alive.
No, I'm saying if he doesn't have that special knife.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If he doesn't. I'm saying if he
does.
If he does, and the sister gets there before.
We can't say go back, so he's got this knife.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's going to change anything, what kind of knife he's got.
No. My what if is that he doesn't have the special knife. So if he stabs her with a normal knife, right, the sister is still turning up at the same time.
Yeah.
Then if
she doesn't shoot him either way.
No, she doesn't shoot him because he stops and then runs off.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So does he just kill the girl with a normal knife? Because it kind of stops him. He slows down.
If we substitute the knife with something basic.
Yes.
I don't think it makes a difference. I don't think he gets killed. I don't think he sits there and he manages to kill her better.
Hmm.
I just think there's no transfer. There's no special mojo.
Yeah.
But
is the main character dead?
No, unless he's better aimed to stab her in the
heart.
So
he just stabs, gets up, and then...
Runs away.
He runs away.
Yeah.
Because someone... But does he... Would he run away? I feel as if he runs away because he's spooked out by it, right?
Yeah, his hand. He looks at the hand on the... Blood on his hand.
So I don't think he runs away.
Because he hurts himself at the same time.
I think
time.
He kills her, turns around, kills the sister as well.
I don't know. I think he's got not much to get up against a gun. Remember, when he meets the sister again,
true.
He takes all the bullets out of the gun. He evens the...
True.
So I think he would just run.
So just, you think he'd just run? She'd shoot him and he'd run?
Yeah, okay. I think so.
So then the main character is dead, but he's still hanging around town trying to kill teens.
Not
so it's
necessarily
just a normal...
dead. She got stabbed in the shoulder.
Okay. No, what I mean is, like, I feel like there's enough time for him to stab her again.
Possibly.
Okay, maybe he doesn't stab her again, but he gets and runs away.
Yeah.
So do you think he's then trying to come back? It's kind of like a Scream situation where she's like the final girl and he's trying to get her.
Yeah, that would still be a plot. Yeah, he wants to finish off what he started.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's a different movie, but it's still interesting.
Yeah. Now, another possible outcome for this is if the transfer was instant.
Yep.
They instantly swapped.
Yes.
Instead of an overnight sleep on it sort of arrangement.
Yeah, I thought it was instant for a while because she acts weird that night.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's just the...
No, it's the fact that he stabs her
and
he looks up. And he touches his shoulder because he gets pain.
Yes.
And he's got blood on his hands.
Yes.
So the same time he stabs her, he does himself damage.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, they both share the wound each.
Yes, that's right.
That freaks them both out.
That is freaky.
Yes, literally. So she's weirded out. She's like, I somehow managed to hurt this guy and I don't know how. Like the whole situation.
But there's a weird thing when they shoot it that she has this look in her eye that looks a bit psychotic.
Yeah.
In, like when it's later in that night and then before she goes to bed. And I feel like, I know the process is like, whatever, I feel like the process is happening slowly over a period of time and the
possibly.
Sleep is enough to bring it all the way to the top, to the front.
It does seem that way because I said, has she turned already? But no,
yeah,
she
I
hasn't.
Thought she had. Yeah, it's really weird.
Yeah, so.
But she hasn't.
But if it was instant, it would have been interesting. I know our cat's acting like a dickhead. She's rubbing herself on the power box of the charger. She's so special. It's because it's dinner time, so she's trying to get our attention.
Yeah.
So if it was instant, you know, I reckon the sister in the killer's body would have got delayed. She would have turned around like, what's going on, freaked out, and would have got shot.
Yes.
So Butcher would have lived on in Millie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he stabs someone else with the same knife in the same situation again. Does he do another swap?
Is it like Scooby-Doo?
Is it every time?
On
is it
Spooky
midnight?
Island.
Yeah, it's got to be a full moon sort of situation.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what it was, but that would have been interesting if that was a transfer was an instant thing. And then she wakes up, he wakes up.
Yeah, this is the problem where the he-she thing gets really, really hard for me just right now.
Yeah.
So wakes up in her body.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm still going to refer to Millie
mm-hmm.
and the butcher, but they are in, obviously, the opposite bodies. So I'm going to refer to them as the
so
people.
So Millie is now Vince Vaughn. From
that's
now
right.
on, Millie is Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Millie's 6 foot and wears black and smells like hot dog water, apparently. So I know hot dog. When she said, I smell like hot dog water, I'm like, oh, my God, I know what that smells like. That was a really good description of something.
So we get the version of the killer first.
Do we? No, I think we get her first.
No,
doesn't
I think
she
we get the
up
killer
and have
first.
Breakfast?
No, I think we. Do we?
I think like it's both. I thought it was like it was both.
No, it's definitely the killer first.
Okay.
It's definitely the killer first because my notes about the killer happened first.
Okay.
So, wakes up.
Yes.
See, because wakes up because it's where the mum is. because it wakes up in her body, right? So the killer is with, the killer is in her body.
Yeah, but you're saying we're looking at. Okay, you're talking about.
Because you're talking about breakfast. Yeah, the butcher.
Yeah, the butcher. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, at her house, at Millie's house.
So he wakes up, and looks at. Is a bit freaked out. Looks at himself in the mirror and sees it's a teenage girl.
Mm-hmm.
And went, what if he freaks out and just kills himself?
Mm-hmm.
It's like he hates. You know, sometimes they're like so.
Yep.
Cause this one's not so far gone.
Yeah.
But you feel like sometimes they're so far gone. They just. It's like an automatic action. Like as soon as they see something that they want to kill, they stab.
Yes.
And he just swings around to stab himself. He doesn't
seem fazed or shocked by it at all.
No.
And he doesn't even look at her boobs once, which is disturbing. And that's what makes me realize that this is just a movie and not true life.
So this is where I put this thing. This feels very actor-wise. I'm not. We're not actors, so whatever. What is his motivation?
Mm.
Why does he kill?
Mm.
Can we Schneid quest this a little bit here? Why do you think this guy's killing people?
He gets a thrill out of it for some reason.
Yeah. So
he likes it.
I think it's for the. I think you're right. I think it's for the.
Excuse me.
He wants to be a murder. He wants to kill. He likes killing.
Because
he likes to watch them die.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So he's psychotic.
Yeah.
And that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
But his motivation is strange. At the end, his motivation seems strange too.
Mm.
It's like he wants revenge. So I don't know whether he's just so downtrodden, because you can see where he lives and the shit that happens to him.
Mm-hmm.
That he's just bent. His whole social compass, his whole kind of moral compass is bent or something.
Yeah.
And he wants to get revenge on people as well.
Yeah, he's
just psycho. So I don't know. I don't understand the motivation.
Mm.
But I feel like that's what it is.
Yeah. So then we watch her wake up in his body.
Yes.
And an old man comes up looking for drugs.
Yep.
And he offers her to suck his dick.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what if she took him up on the BJ?
I know. She might be like, this is a new experience.
You never know. In that body, after having a bit of a release, he might have turned into a decent guy when he went back. Like, you don't know. Maybe
you reckon he's got blue balls, like, at the worst degree.
Look, that's a possibility. It's a legit reason. You know, when you're a bit grumpy. Just, it's like eating. It's like any other thing. Just get one out, bang one out, bust a nut, and you're moving on.
So I've got another one, because we've seen two people wake up as different people. And I said, what if someone else just woke up as Rob Schneider?
Rob Schneider is the Vince Vaughn effect. Vince Vaughn is the carrot.
All of a sudden, out of nowhere, just this Rob Schneider turns up in this movie and is someone else.
What if all these body swap movies happened at different years, but on the same date or same time?
Yes.
So that they cross dimensions, times, dates and everything.
Yeah.
So at this same period where they're all waking up, they're all waking up, they all jump. So we've got Jamie Lee Curtis in someone else's body.
Yep.
And we've got, you know, everybody.
Is it Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan in the Friday one? In the
Freaky, a Freaky Friday.
The newer Freaky Friday one?
Yeah, we've got the Amy Adams and Rob Schneider.
Yeah.
And it's just a big free-for-all and they're all swapping bodies.
Not Amy Adams. What's her name?
Rachel Adams.
Rachel McAdams.
McAdams.
Amy Adams is the other one.
Mm, sorry.
And you've got Millie Willy from the 80s. You've got, she's... Oh, no, that's not a body swap one. No. That's just her pretending to be a boy.
Oh, dear God. She's all that.
No, that's another one.
That's another one you're talking about. It's like the Scooby-Doo movie where all the souls are
They all just keep swapping around.
Yeah, and they just keep swapping.
Rob Schneider isn't every movie.
Rob Schneider is Scooby-Doo.
That'd be good. All of a sudden, Scooby-Doo turns up.
Yes. Because he's there. Okay. Let's move on.
All of a sudden, Vince Vaughn's like, oh, man, who did you kill?
Why are you so hungry? Don't you ever eat?
We're going to keep referencing that movie. I don't care.
Or maybe he swaps and then he swaps himself into the body of the killer in Scream.
Oh, God.
Because that's him.
That's true. Yeah. Okay.
There's no
body swap in Scream.
No, there's no. But it'd be good if he could do that. Anyway.
Peer pressure.
All right.
So I've got, what if the killer, she, just murders the mum?
Mm.
Just waits too long.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, maybe not, but I feel like in the situation, I'm going to say he for the killer now, he would be killing people much quicker than what he does.
But I think he realizes that no one suspects him now.
As he can get away with it.
Yeah, so he's kind of just...
Yeah, maybe just hold
he's
on a bit.
He's relishing it on a bit.
Yeah, maybe. Could be that too.
So then, I don't know why, I think I can't remember this one. What if hitting was okay? I'm not sure what that was.
I found it is. Yeah. I've got a question. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't she be under police protection or be, you know what I mean? Like, she just got stabbed last night and the dude that stabbed her is on the run.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't she be, like, under a bit more protection than just her sister who doesn't seem to care?
Yeah.
And just leaves for work?
Yeah. Got to catch the killer, though. That's her attitude.
Yeah, but, like, you'd put her somewhere safe.
Mm.
At least until they find the guy.
Yeah.
Or at least until it kind of blows over a bit. Not the next day, let her go to school.
Yeah.
I mean, they give her the option to go. They shouldn't be giving her an option.
No, not at all.
So what if they'd gone to put her in, like, custody, like her, which is him, and he, like, killed the cops because he didn't want to be in custody?
Her attitude's changed. She's not talking at all. Like, that's serious personality shift. You think they would, like, get onto that and look after her, but they don't.
No.
Then Millie in the butcher's body tries to go and find her friends and chases them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, what if they actually had got away? So what if she wasn't able to convince them, didn't catch them, slow them down and convince them that it was actually her?
Yep.
She needs her friends to get this resolved. She doesn't have the ability.
You jumped
to
a little bit before because I hadn't quite got to the end of that part.
That's
so,
why I say that, and then you don't say anything.
Because I turned over the page and I didn't see it. So there's a point where the delivery guy turns up at the front door.
Yep. Is that all you got?
Yeah, I haven't got it for the second half of the movie. So let me do this part. See, as I said, I was really good at the start, and then I just really fell away.
Jesus.
Okay, so But I can say things. Don't worry. So there's
we all
a point
know
where the,
that, David.
There's a point where the delivery guy turns up, and he says something, and I said, "What if he did just stick it in her box?"
That's right. He's just going to stick it in her box, but then wanted to check up. That's a bit weird.
Yeah, and then she gets the what I call her grease moment, where she walks in leather.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, ooh, Millie.
Are they looking at her because she's in leather? Or are they looking at her because she was stabbed last night?
I think it's both of those things. Mm. But she's come back with this different attitude. And all of a sudden, like, the guys are like, ooh, like this kind of thing.
Well, she looks
and she's
different.
Like, tell me about it. Stab.
Stab. She's Sandy from Greece. Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
So, yeah, what was I up to?
So you made a comment before about the hot dog water.
Yep.
So I think this is when, just before he meets the friends, he makes that comment,
right? Yeah, he goes
to the
school and gets a shower.
Yeah, so before he does that, like, shower, he mentions that thing.
Yeah.
And I said, what if he, inverted commas, which is her, was a Limp Bizkit album from the 90s?
Mm. Limp Bizkit?
Limp Bizkit.
What's hot dog water got to do
with
it?
There's a thing that's like the whatever, and the hot dog flavoured water.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Okay, keep rolling, baby.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Keep on rolling.
I'm going to roll to the next one. What if Millie had more fun in that body? So she's hiding in the toilet, and the dickhead bangs on the door, whatever, and he comes out, or she comes out as him.
Yeah.
And it's the guy that barks at her. It's Ramekin.
Ramekins.
So she comes up and barks at him and then picks him up and says, if you ever, anything... So what if she had more fun with this situation?
She could do a lot more.
Yeah, it's just a shame that she has the face of a killer at this point.
Mm.
Because if she didn't give them any ID, she'd have the ability to have a lot more fun.
Yeah, I think she's just more worried about what's happening with her actual body at this point because there's a killer in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is fair enough.
She does get a kicks from that, though, I have to admit. Then there's the scene where the butcher kills the girl.
Okay, before you get to that.
Okay.
So, I've got a couple. I've got, what if, because there's a part where we kind of, they've got the popular girl clique again, you know what I mean? And I went, what if this was Mean Girls and, like, Lindsay Lohan just fucking killed them all? And then I've got, what if the friends die trying to run away from her? So, like, they're trying to run away from her and they keep tripping over things. And it's kind of like a bit like a Tucker and Dale versus Evil one.
Yeah.
Whereas they, you know, they're running away. Series of unfortunate events and it just kills them all.
Yep.
And then she's completely fucked because no one's going to help her because she needs someone to help her.
Mm-hmm.
So when you were saying about friends, I didn't go that far ahead. Yep. Keep going.
She kills the girl in, sorry, he kills the girl in the cryo, why there is a cryo unit at the school, and why it is...
Why it can go to negative 300.
In Fahrenheit, too.
Yes, that's fucking ridiculous. Below absolute zero, yeah,
so I don't know why you need to turn someone into liquid metal man, but you do.
Mm.
And then she has an altercation with her teacher. He has an altercation with her teacher.
Yes, I've got one for that.
In class, she sucks, what's his name, Booker's finger.
Yes.
For the blood, like super creepy.
I know, and it's Booker doesn't seem to care.
He seems a bit phased by it, but he's the other dude phased, at the table goes, like, that's hot. It's not hot.
That's not hot.
It's weird.
That is weird. Mm. You want to suck my finger?
As long as there's no blood on it, yeah, I probably would have blood. A go. Yeah, maybe if you could dip it in chocolate first, that would be courteous.
I'll put it in this drink.
No, I don't. Oh. There's nothing in there anyway. It's empty.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, chocolate would be nice.
All right, I will.
I am.
Later.
Yeah, thank you. So, and not that finger. I want the thicker one.
Okay, fair enough.
Yep.
The one in the middle.
The middle finger. Give me the middle finger.
I'll give you the middle finger right now, baby.
Nice. And then the teacher.
Yeah.
Is abhorrent. He is absolutely disgusting.
He really is. Well, I think the problem is that his dad has been really mean to him for a long time. And after Ferris, like, left...
After he wrecks that car?
After he wrecked that car, he takes the blame for it. And you know what? He's just... Cameron's just not the same since then.
I know. He's a cunt. Sorry, I've said the C word. He is.
Well, there goes our warnings.
Tuesday. Are you serious? I love how David says it every week. Oh, my God. Okay, so then there's the altercation with the teacher and the butcher.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what if the teacher killed Millie?
Yeah, well, this is the thing. He gets way too violent, right, yes. This teacher.
Yeah.
And also, he could very well do it.
Mm.
I don't think he's going to, but he could really beat her up badly.
While she's down.
Yeah, and also, he knows that she just got attacked last night.
Yeah.
Maybe he could cut her some slack. He can't because he's an
asshole. She did attack him with a screwdriver.
Yeah,
so true. I get that too.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what it's like to be a teacher in a high school, but that's not on.
Mm.
But yeah, he agitates these students to the point where he's such a dick. Tell the student that their assignment's due on the 16th of the month and then and then call it out, how many weeks was it earlier?
It was a week early.
A week early?
Was it? And she said, I'm not ready yet. It's supposed to be next week.
Yeah.
Anyway.
If he'd killed Millie, she'd have nowhere else to go.
Yep. Okay. I've got...
Or does she return to a dead body?
I've got, what if someone walks in while he's kicking her on the floor?
Yeah. That would have been good.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden it's like, oh, this guy attacked me, you know?
I reckon she would have kept going and killed him and then gone after the person who walked in on him.
Maybe.
I reckon
that's maybe that could have happened.
Mm.
But like, it could be a case of, oh, someone's attacked me and whatever. And then he's obviously to take the office and then she just goes after someone else.
Yeah.
Because she's already killed one person.
That's correct. So the kids are running out with Millie, who is in the butcher's body.
Yes.
They run out to the car.
Yeah.
And then the cops are chasing them and he reverses out of the spot. But I said, what if there was a car behind his car?
Mm-hmm.
So he had to drive forward. Mm-hmm. So not only is he running away from the police, but the two police officers were blocking him.
Yes,
so
he'd have to drive into them.
Yes, he'd have to hit two cops.
Yeah.
So that's just we'd have to do it. Mm, yeah.
That's why they don't make him do it.
Because they make it go. Yeah, that's a
step too far. Are they cops or are they... Yeah, they're cops, aren't they?
They're police.
Not security guards. Okay,
yeah, they're cops. Police. So yeah. Killing two cops is just too much.
So they drive past. The sister is chasing them.
Yes.
Because she gets the APB.
Yes, of a black girl.
Yeah.
And a excited.
Yes, an excited boy.
Boy, yep.
And the killer in the back.
What if cops described all gay males as... Yeah, in a shitbox. What if they all described gay males as excited?
Well, he was pretty excited.
He was excitable, so yeah.
Because he has Rob Schneider inside him, that's why.
My excite radar is 100%.
That'd be great if like you had one of these movies and instead of just one person with a thing, there was two of them.
Yeah.
And then the two people who were their friends, like say like not another killer, but maybe like a bad dude was in like the friend's body, the gay friend's body. And they're both arguing with each other about who they've got to try and save first. Oh, but my one stops at midnight. Oh, but my one's more important because we've got to get to this place first.
I've got to do this work meeting on tomorrow, so I need this now.
Yeah, like it's that kind of stuff. Because you imagine it's like that. It'd be like trying to timeline it.
We could also have Zac Efron and...
That's true. Zac Efron and Matthew Perry. That's probably a little bit less high stakes, I feel. I feel like the stakes are...
He might not get his wife back.
But that's true. But I also feel like Zac Efron is, it's a little bit different for him because he actually is just a junior version of himself.
That's
he's
true,
not,
I know.
He's not taking over a kid's body.
Yeah, I realise that it's the same person just gone back in time.
Yeah, he's just a,
I know.
But it'd be funnier.
I thought it'd be funny.
It'd still be good. You I still reckon Rob Schneider as the bad as the bad dude in Hot Chick goes into the gay boy's body.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like, Rob Schneider's trying to get more, like, trying to talk to the mum who's, like, the air hostess thing, mm-hmm. trying to smooth over cracks with them and mm-hmm. stuff like that.
What's the matter? You don't wear your girlfriend's panties?
Exactly. Like, I feel like that could be a... But that's a little bit less high stakes again because, yeah. I mean, it's fair enough, going to lose your body forever.
Yep.
But, you know, like, realistically, the guy's just a degenerate. He's not, like, a psychopathic killer.
No, this is true.
This one is definitely higher stakes than any of the others.
Absolutely, 100%. I agree. So they escape and they seem to go to like a shopping mall.
Yep.
So I said, what if malls had security?
I've got one there too.
Yeah.
What if the store security noticed him walk in? Because he's a, so we missed the scene a bit earlier where he runs up to people and someone notices him, right? Mm-hmm. Like
yeah,
at this
point.
Yeah,
he's trying to talk to the black man with the black sausage
yes,
dog.
Yes, the black wiener.
Yeah, the black wiener. And then he bumps into a lady and they all start screaming.
Yes.
It's you, it's you.
So he's well known enough that people no these people know. So the security
yeah,
probably would know too.
It's a small town by the sounds of it.
So he walks in the security because they should notice him straight away. They've got security cameras.
Unless they've driven to a town
like without a town, security cameras.
Yeah, no, like a town centre. You know what I mean? Like you know they went from say Cobar to Nowra. So outside of the sleepy town,
yeah,
to the next town over where it's not so.
I suppose, but the mum works there.
Yeah, because that's probably where all the businesses are.
Okay. Yeah, maybe. But I feel like if someone got stabbed in a university in a place that you could drive to
mm-hmm.
within like say 5-10 minutes, and you'd know about it in the next town over.
Oh yeah, you'd know about it. Absolutely.
And you'd be looking out for him because if they can get there that quickly, then he can also get there that quickly,
it's
and
true.
They could be in danger.
It's true.
So I feel like they would do something about that.
Sure, but yeah, a lot more people, it's a busier mall, so he's got more chance of hiding and stuff. But they do try to disguise him so that he doesn't get spotted. They give him, which is, I know it's a footballer's mask, but it looks like a Patrick Swayze mask.
It does look like a Patrick Swayze mask.
It looks like an homage to Point Break.
It should have been a Patrick Swayze mask. It'd be funnier.
I seriously thought it was Patrick Swayze.
Oh.
And even more so, like more Inception fucking shit, is Patrick Swayze in Point Break, where he's wearing another mask.
Exactly, that
so
would be
like
fucking
good.
It's
like mask on mask sort of fucking
What if
action.
They gave him a Keanu mask?
Whoa.
Whoa.
We're all gonna die.
We're all gonna rob banks.
Live.
Stop doing that,
then,
dog.
Then they hide her in a change room of a shop, which
yep.
turns out to be her mum's, where she works. And they're having a chat and a... Wait, there we go. And
sit
then
here.
A sort of a heart-to-heart Just sort sit. Of moment. Then
yep.
it gets, and then I said, what
it gets if, really weird real
yeah,
fast.
Yeah, before it gets weird, I went, what if therapy sessions were held in fitting rooms?
Yep.
Then, when it gets weird and she asks him out on a date...
Yes, that's really weird.
I said, what if there was a new dating show called Fit or Flop? You know what? That's not in the realms of impossible.
No, that could really work.
Ella, why are you trying
to... They could just call it...
You?
They could just call it something about... yeah, like, Fit or Flop's good.
Yeah.
I'm thinking I'm just workshopping this a bit
fitting
here.
Fitting it in.
I mean, fitting it in sounds a bit too sexual for me.
It's a dating show.
Yeah, but not that dating.
Oh, okay.
I don't think that they're gonna. Maybe the right fit.
The right fit's good.
The
All
right
fair
fit.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I went too hard.
Because fitting it in is Sorry. A little bit like yeah, fold it in.
Yeah, fold it in.
I don't think anyone's gonna get that reference. That's fine.
If they don't get it, then they should have listened to the very first episode.
Fold it in.
Fold it in.
No, it's not in. It's not in 40-Year-Old Virgin. It's in a TV show, a British TV show.
Is it?
Yep. It's in the show Plebs.
Oh.
Yep. It's in that show. Remember, there's the three friends who all hang out together, and the guy's there, and he's talking about how he.
I feel like there's a girl talking about it too. I think it's in Bad Moms, where it's trying to get the balls in. Sometimes she just folds it over. She's trying to talk about her husband can't get an erection.
Oh, okay, maybe it's
like
in that
she
as well.
Mentions it
but I don't. I'm not using that as my reference. This
yeah.
is a bit like you and me doing our reference for, the 2 minutes thing.
Mm-hmm.
but we do different references, but we're both saying the same thing.
Yes.
Because I'm doing the reference from Snatch.
Yeah.
But you're doing it from something
2 minutes from Encino Man.
Yeah, you're doing Encino Man and I'm doing Snatch.
Yeah.
But they both say 2 minutes, so it's still funny.
So it works. Yeah.
So the plebs one is a guy's trying to, guy's telling his friends how he couldn't whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so he just tells it, I just had to fold it in.
Mm.
Right. That's where I'm using it from.
Yeah.
But if you're using it from Bad Moms, that's fine. That's bad right. Moms.
Bad Moms.
Anyway, you keep going.
That's right. So they're back at the homecoming.
Yep.
And no, she's hanging out. For some reason, the butcher, who is in Millie's body, is hanging out with three of the football guys.
Yes.
One of which is Booker. And she says to one of the guys that your voice is so disgusting, it made my pussy dry out like
sandpaper. This pussy dry
like sandpaper.
I'm going to enjoy killing you.
Yeah, I can't wait to kill you.
I can't wait to kill you or something.
Yeah. So then she walks off and Booker goes after her. And I go, what if she killed Booker?
Yeah, almost does. Or he killed
Booker because, you know, that's her boyfriend.
Almost does.
Yeah.
This is the thing. What if they hadn't checked social media to find where the killer was? Booker's dead.
Yeah.
No way.
Should have been for sure. Why? What if she didn't? The butcher didn't allow himself to be taken a photo of too.
I know, but this is the thing. The butcher doesn't care.
Mm.
He feels like he's a wolf in sheep's clothing. He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, but to the people who know who he at this point he knows.
Yeah, they know.
They're after him.
Yeah, true.
To fix this.
Yeah.
So you know you want to still be in a little bit of incognito mode.
Yeah, you're maybe.
You're known to no one else, but you're still known to those.
This is once again the motivation, back to motivation and who he is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is he so, like, is he actually cognizant of this kind of stuff? Is he caring about it?
Mm-hmm.
Or is he just like, I am a destructive force and I will do whatever I want?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know which one it is because they kind of change it every so often.
Yeah. What's next on my list? Killed the cop's boyfriend. What if Millie broke her face? Millie hits the butcher.
Yes.
With a... What does she hit him with?
I can't remember.
Oh, she hits him with something and fucking smashes the face.
Yeah. Yeah, she breaks her own face.
Yeah, she would have broke her face. She would have done a lot of damage to it. She doesn't seem to be hurt at all. But she smashes her with like a golf...
I think it's a golf club.
A putt-putt.
I think it's a putt, because this is a putt-putt course.
Yeah.
So I think this place is supposed to be like a spooky...
Like a Holy Moly's, like an
indoor Holy Moly, yeah, like...
Where it's got a bar and a games area, so something like that.
So I reckon what's happened is, Millie is cool now.
Yeah.
So the boys have thought that they will, like, hang out, right?
Yeah.
And so they've invited her along, and she's, like, perfect opportunity to kill a bunch of douchebag boys.
Mm-hmm.
Because in these slasher movies... The killer will generally... Sometimes they will go after, you know, nice people. That happens.
Mm.
But it feels like, in a way, these movies, they will go after...
All the assholes.
The assholes.
Yes.
And I don't know whether that's intentional in these movies because it makes us kind of like... We're not sure which way.
Makes you okay with the death.
Yes. It makes you okay with death a bit more. Otherwise,
it just becomes absolutely tragic.
It's like my zombies theory. You know my zombies theory?
Mm-hmm.
I won't go through it right now.
Yeah.
But it's... Like, it's like that. It's like, it's okay for them to die because they're evil anyway.
Yeah. I make mention to that in another note, which I probably have to... I just thought,
right,
just thought, what if the butcher only went after nice people?
Yeah.
That people didn't deserve it. Because he seems to have an asshole intolerance. He kills a shit teacher,
mm-hmm.
who I honestly think it was pretty graphic. But he was an absolute cunt to her. Just over the top.
Yeah.
Grade A asshole. And those kids that were planning on raping her, essentially. So, you know, a lot of people that kind of deserve this sort of shit.
I think that...
She was about to...
He gets into her body, and he's looking for people to kill.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, rather than the unstoppable force, he's more of the world's wronged me.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like when someone else does something... reminds him of shit that had happened to him.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to get revenge. Yeah. He's more of the revenge kind of killer. Yeah, he's
angry.
So he's going to get revenge on these people, which means...
I don't know why those four kids did anything to make him angry, but...
Well, they're douchebags. I'm assuming he went through high school and knew douchebags this, and he's like, I'm going to kill them because they're douchebags.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
What a bunch of douchebags.
What a bunch of douchebags. Okay, so broke her face. Then they tie up... the butcher in Millie's body.
Yes.
And then they, for some stupid reason, leave the gay guy with the killer.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I really think that Millie in the butcher's body should have stayed behind.
So let's,
the fact that the mum comes home, that doesn't work.
Let's Kowalski options this, right? Yeah. So there is the killer in Millie's body.
Yeah.
There is Millie in the killer's body.
Yeah.
There is the two friends, and there is, what's the boy's name again?
Booker,
right? So what are the options here? They need enough people to go get the knife, but they need to leave someone with it. So my option is, why don't they take the killer with them? Keep the killer tied up in the back of the car and really well tied up, and two of them like hold them down. Because there's two of them left behind. So if you tie it up like that, put it in the back of the car, put it next to Millie, who has the strength to hold this person down, and maybe Booker is there just to make sure. The other two go get the thing. The killer can't get away, right? And the killer can't do the thing that ends up happening, which is getting away and going to the police station and causing the trouble because the killer is in Millie's body, right? So that part works. But are there any other options where we think it would work? Like, you sort of said to me, what if they left Millie behind because she has strength? But if Millie is there and the mum turns up, that's not going
to
work.
No, it's not. But then the mum's not supposed to turn up.
No, that's true.
In this situation where they're planning who stays behind, they it's your house. You stay. Nothing to do with the mum.
This is like the divergent part of the story. This is a really divergent part of the story here. So we could, let's spend a bit of time and do them all, because I'm thinking that you could leave Millie and what is the friend's name, the gay friend?
It's not Joshua, is it?
It's Josh. Yeah, it is. It's Joshua. Yeah. So what if Joshua and Millie stay behind? Because Josh could then, because then when the mum turns up, Millie could grab out of the chair, like basically grab with the chair and just run into another room. And he's just like, oh, what are you doing here? And that would work. I think that one works, but that leaves them with only Booker and I don't know what her girlfriend's name is. The girl, I keep forgetting all their names.
That's okay.
Celeste.
Yeah.
Whatever her name is.
Yeah, the black girl, according to the police.
The black girl, yeah. Not the excited boy.
No.
So it only leaves those two. Now, she goes in by herself. So realistically, that could still work. I think that one still works. If they leave Booker behind, then I don't think it works. Because he's not going to have to explain why he's in her house with a tied-up girl.
Yeah.
That's going to be fucking weird.
Yes.
The girl left behind...
Do you think if he wasn't so gay, it would have been more of an acceptable excuse to his mum?
Maybe.
It's only because she knows he's not straight.
Yeah, I'm straight. This whole thing is just sus. Quite funny.
Yep. Although, hearing...
So at least one person has to go, but they go as a group. So what if they just sent one person to the police station? What if everyone stayed behind and they just sent the friend who had the plan of what to do?
I reckon they could have put Millie in the boot of that shit box.
I think that'd be the way to go. Half.
She can't untie herself.
Yeah, and you keep an eye on her.
Yeah, absolutely. They should have done that.
I know what you meant when you said Millie. I know. I think that's the way to go.
What if the mum was happy to see her son getting some pussy?
Oh, yeah. What if he's like... Yeah. What if she's like...
What if she's all right with it? All right, I'll leave you to it. Just call me if you need me.
Call me if you need me is probably the worst line you could say.
Maybe don't.
You've tied a girl up and you're doing some kind of role play. Just call me if you need me.
Call out when you're done. Maybe
call
that's
out when you're done. Yeah. I don't think I... Okay, if it's our daughter, I would not want either of those comments to come out.
Well, I want to know when it's safe to go back into my lounge room again.
No, I would say maybe take it somewhere else.
Oh, well, that's true. But that means he's got to untie and that's not happening.
No, that's true.
You ruined the vibe.
But the thing is that the killer gets free anyway.
Yes.
So what if the mum hadn't turned up, the killer gets free and just kills him?
Mm-hmm.
Or runs away, whatever. Yeah. It probably makes no difference because the mum turning up doesn't... It just kind of distracts him long enough.
Yeah.
But I think that no matter what, if in Millie's body the killer gets free... He's not going to be able to do anything about it. That's why I'd say leaving him behind makes no sense. You got to leave someone... And no one else, apart from Millie in his body, is actually physically capable of stopping.
Yes, correct.
So.
Yep. Booker and Millie in the killer's body is sitting in the car talking.
Yep.
And then Booker goes in the back seat. This scene with
he
Vince
wants
Vaughn,
to go in the back seat.
Yeah, Vince Vaughn is great in this scene.
Yes.
And then Booker kisses her.
Yeah.
And I said, what if Booker was bi?
Could be.
He seems absolutely fine.
He's all right with it.
Joey Lawrence should take a...
Exactly.
Take a
Billy.
Page out of his book.
Billy could have
Billy's
just...
Billy's such a pussy.
I know.
Won't kiss a guy just to appease his girlfriend.
No, won't.
No. Billy. Anyway.
We should have done these as a double feature, these two movies. They seriously got blown together.
They are so great. And then the sister comes in, and then there's that huge sort of stagnant thing where they're at the police station.
Yeah.
And I said, what if the sister was part of the Victorian police force and shot first, ask questions
later?
Oh,
my God, that reference again.
Yeah. Sorry, it's not too soon, and I'm never going to let it go.
That was from like the 90s, yeah. The early 90s, yeah. I think.
That was my formative years, so.
Oh, my God.
What if insults were the force?
Yes.
Because, yeah, that's all that they've got at that point. Oh, that's right. What if insults were the...
Were the what? Were the force.
Were the force. Were the force? Way to get to a guy's ego. Why did I write force?
I don't know. Maybe you watched too much Star Wars recently.
Maybe I think I did. So what if insults were the best way to get to a guy's ego?
Oh, yes.
She walks into the... the butcher walks into the...
I know what you said, yeah. Insults were the force, because you're doing the, like, you will come with me, yeah, kind of thing.
Yeah.
She says the thing, and it's, yeah, like, yep, all right, let's, yeah, go.
He goes, I don't make pussies dry, and he's like, I'll show you, yeah, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is not the penis you're looking for.
Yeah, so maybe it's just to say, your pussy makes me so dry. Mm-hmm. Just to get a guy interested.
Could
so
be.
That could work.
Well, actually, you know what? If... Without the killer part, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just say that she'd been stabbed,
mm-hmm,
but she doesn't swap bodies.
Mm-hmm.
But she just acted like this.
Mm-hmm.
Like it just changed her personality or something, mm-hmm, right? She would become... I don't think she's going to become popular.
Mm.
These boys want to do some pretty disgusting things to her.
Yeah, they're gross. Three of them.
Gross dudes, right? Yeah. So even though she's got the power... They want to take the power back.
Yeah.
So that's what this is all about.
Yes.
He doesn't find her attractive.
No. He's just trying to put her in her place.
He wants to put her in her place.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's really disgusting.
Yeah, it's gross.
It's 2020. It's still... This is hashtag.
Yes.
Whatever it is.
What if in the movie, the butcher in Millie's body killed nice people? That's my reference from,
yes,
before. Because, you know, he only kills dickheads, which makes it a more palatable experience.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be tragic if he's just killing random people that didn't deserve it.
Yeah, in Millie's
nice
body...
Like his dog or something like that.
In Millie's body, there is no one that he kills that isn't mean to her or a dick in,
yeah,
some way.
Yeah.
I don't think they deserve to die.
No.
But
they are... I don't know, those kids were going to be rapists. That's pretty bad.
It's not great.
They were going to gang rape her. That's not
pretty fucking bad.
Yeah, so that's pretty terrible. But yeah, so I think it makes the whole experience less palatable if it's nice people,
mm-hmm,
that aren't assholes. What if the gunshot shot up in the air wasn't enough to make American school kids run? I mean, really?
You didn't say it right. What if this was Tuesday night?
Sorry, Tuesday.
Anyway, keep going.
Tuesday in America. Sorry. What if she thought...
That's a good song. We should release,
right?
That.
I should.
That's on your album.
Yes. Just forget Tia Maria. It's TIA. Tuesday in America.
Yeah.
What if
I think Nickelback and Limp Bizkit did like a collab for that one. It was Tuesday in the hot dog flavored water.
Look at this bullet hole. I should have stayed home from school, I know. Okay, let's move
Keep
on.
Keep stabbing, 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 stabbing. What?
Well,
no, you know I've been stabbing her
right now.
Oh, man, what if Limp Bizkit were serial killers?
The Killer album.
The Killers are surprisingly nice.
When you were my boyfriend.
This has become a music podcast,
I know,
now.
Right? What if she thought she was too late?
To apologize?
And killed Millie to stop the killer. So the beep thing went off. It was midnight. It's too late.
Oh,
and the butcher is laughing, yes, in Millie's body. I'm like, well, I have to stop you, so I'm just going to kill you.
Yeah.
So by stabbing, they switch over, but then, yeah, she's in the dead body.
Yeah, true.
And in turn, oh my God, what if the transfer back wasn't instant?
Oh, I've got that too. Instant transfer.
Right.
This is like Western Union
shit.
They
had to sleep on it last time. This is instant. What,
yeah,
if they had to sleep on it again?
Exactly. Okay, so this...
That's why I feel like
this is the trope of this movie. Yes.
Would make sense if it wasn't instant.
Yes. So this is the trope of the movie. See, this is the same as Hot Chicks. This is the same as all those movies.
Yeah, Freaky Friday, all
there's
of them.
Always, it's always like has to sleep overnight. It happens overnight,
but then the going
but
back.
But the transfer straight away.
Yes.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
So what if we can fix this, right? I can fix this movie, this problem in the movie. Mm-hmm. She gets stabbed and the guy runs away and it is an instant transfer, runs away, but basically she just keeps running and she runs and runs and runs and then she like collapses somewhere in a ditch and knocks herself out, right? And then the stab is enough. She like sees the blood and as that's kind of swapping over is enough to kind of knock her out. And they take her and they put her in her bed and they let her sleep it off overnight. And she wakes up
mm-hmm.
as the killer. And what's her name wakes up in a ditch.
Mm-hmm.
Where am I? I smell bad.
Mm-hmm.
It fixes this whole problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's instant. But it's instant to a point where you can't... They both black out. Mm-hmm. So that they're both blacked out. And that may... It swaps it over. When they wake up as that. Because you need... These movies want the wake up part, right? Mm-hmm. Because the wake-up's the funny bit. The wake-up's when Rob Schneider tries to put on women's clothes. So you need the wake-up.
Yes.
But they could do it that way. Mm-hmm. It would make sense. It'd still work, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that your last one?
That is.
Okay. So just before the instant transfer...
Yes.
I feel like they're playing a game of Mario Kart and everyone else has hit the arrows and he hasn't.
Yes.
I love this because even though he's almost an unstoppable force... He's slow and cumbersome.
Yeah.
And everyone's running. And then the best one is the gay friend is Joshua.
Yeah.
Because he does the biggest arm movements.
Yes.
Like this. And he's like, he just like takes off past him.
He does good.
Or past her. And it's really, really good. And then my last, very, very last note is always double tap. Because they could have. Like, shoot the dude. And then just in case he's a problem... They could have shot again and it would have got rid of that last bit.
Yeah.
And then the very last one, when they eventually stab and she kicks it through his chest.
Mm-hmm.
If I was that sister and seen that he's come back from being shot, I would you'd shoot him in the head.
Yeah, just one more.
Just one more.
Although she seems horrified by what her sister does.
She does.
She's like, Millie, wow.
How much therapy is Millie going through right now? Yeah. She gets a tea at the end of this movie.
Yeah, she gets tea. How lovely.
Which is fantastic.
Would you like a cup of tea, dear?
So good. She gets tea at one point.
Can you stop doing
but
that
she's to gonna me? She's gonna have some serious therapy problems.
Well, or therapy either needed. That or this is the therapy that she needed to get over her dad and get over herself.
Maybe.
It seems to have healed the wound between her and her family.
So they tell the police whatever story they tell them, which the killer killed everyone.
Mm-hmm.
How does the dynamic of this school change?
Yeah.
This school is weird now.
Mm.
Because the Rachel McAdams character from Mean Girls is no longer alive.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know if her cohorts are still bitchy and whatever. There's a weird power dynamic there.
Mm-hmm.
And she's now with the boy in the football team, who I think says captain on his little blazer. So he's actually like a very respect. He's at the captain of the football team kind of thing.
Yeah.
And she's now dating him. Is she now instantly popular?
Yeah, maybe. And she'll probably be popular because... She's killed the killer.
Yeah.
So she stopped a bad thing from happening. And a majority of her bullies are dead.
Do you think Vince Vaughn comes back again?
I don't see how you can come back from that. Unless you are Mike Myers.
That's what I'm saying. Is immortal. Is he kind of pretty much immortal? Does he come back? Do we follow the scream path?
It bleeds.
If we followed the scream path where...
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Like, he was the first killer and then the second movie... Because remember, they're going to do the collab. So they're going to have a killer.
Well, then, he could have made it.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. It's weird.
Or another person could have taken their place.
They could have... What they could have done with this movie, which would have been interesting, and would have left it open for some kind of sequel, but I don't know if they really wanted to, is they just have that last bit where he goes, oh, he's dead and whatever... And he's all dead. And then you see the thing. He goes beeping. You see the thing just like that.
Yeah.
They could have just stopped there. Or they could have gone to black. And then you could hear like a brake screeching or whatever. And someone screaming. And the movie just cuts.
Yeah.
I feel like.
That would have been better.
That last scene's just too.
Yeah.
It's just tacked on.
Yeah.
And I didn't enjoy it as much with that in there.
And it makes you think Millie's not okay.
Yeah.
That she's gone. She's going to be quite unhinged. She could even be the killer herself.
It's true.
She's
maybe that could happen. Yeah. She could turn out to be a psycho at some point.
It leaves it kind of sinister in a way.
Yeah. I don't hate the second ending.
Yeah, no.
But I feel like it's just tacked on and doesn't really need to be there.
Yeah, no. Yeah. So that was Freaky.
Freaky!
Freaky for Halloween.
Thanks for getting freaky with us, guys.
So what are you going to pick, David?
Okay, so we're out of Halloween. We're back. We're into November.
Yep.
Oh, I need to pick another movie.
First Monday of the November.
I'm going to take a bit of a pause for a sec and have a think about it.
You should.
All right. So this movie also involves high school.
Mm-hmm.
Also involves someone who really shouldn't be in high school in high school. We're going to do a movie that has Drew Barrymore in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Never Being Kissed.
Oh, we haven't seen that one in ages.
It's been a long time since we've seen it.
Straight from horror to other horror.
This one feels like it kind of is a nice little companion piece because it's kind of about high school as well.
Yeah.
And it's about bitchy girls and it's about bad things happening to people.
Fair enough.
And it kind of has a nice little ending at the end. It was either that or I was going to do Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield, but I thought, nah. We'll leave that one.
Wow, what a turn of
events. Rodney Dangerfield dancing is, I think, needs to be done on its own level. So
that's not the level. The other level's the level.
No, that's fine. So let's do Never Being Kissed.
Okay. Let's get that. Excuse me. Sorry.
So I'll organise that.
I'm exhausted.
We'll go watch it.
Yep.
When we can.
Yep.
And we will see you in November.
Yes, see you next month.
We'll see you when we see you.
When November comes.
Bye.
Bye.